Jamie Gillen on the radio. There she is.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, you. Good morning, you. It's only been 2 years.
I know. Time flies.
But you were passing me by. but you were else. The fella said you were elsewhere. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Classical jazz flautist and vocalist, but not at the same time. So how have things been?
Yeah, things have been good. Been busy. Doing plenty of things. After I graduated from the Royal College of Music in London with my masters, I was also awarded the Tagore Gold Medal there by His Royal Highness King Charles
that
as well.
That is something.
Yeah.
When did you get that?
So I got that actually only in May of this year.
Right.
So because of delay, because of the pandemic with the
He was, of course, the Prince of Wales at the time.
He was the Prince of Wales.
He was, yeah. He's king now. So that's kind of cool. for you. That's fantastic. What did he say to you?
First of all, I met him. Actually, I was invited to perform at the opening of the Royal College of Music's new building development, and I had to play syrinx, and the artistic director of the Royal College of Music wanted me to walk up while playing syrinx by Debussy all the way up through the cafe and wait, and I was going to be greeted by people from like TV, newspapers, sure. And then eventually when I rounded the corner I would see King Charles there.
Good Lord.
And he was absolutely delighted. He said how much he enjoyed the performance and that I hope he would hear me again at some point. And then I met him then at the presentation in May, and he remembered me, of course, and he was asking after the new flute and everything and how
fantastic.
I was getting on with it. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. He seems like a nice guy.
He's lovely, really.
That was very proudy in Bridgetown.
Yeah.
Jenny Mack.
Very proud,
yeah,
big
absolutely.
Time.
Are you, where are you based? Because Bridgetown is Donegal's home, but where are you based now?
So I'm based in London at the moment for about just over a year.
Okay.
Because during the pandemic, I went out to Abu Dhabi, so from August 2020, as soon as I graduated from my master's.
What took you there?
So I was obviously with the performing industry pretty much being decimated, unfortunately, due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
I decided to look for other work opportunities out, not in the UK and Ireland, because it was hard to get anything. So my dad said, why don't you try out in United Arab Emirates, because I'd been out there before with the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland for a tour that we'd done, and my cousin works out in Dubai.
Right.
So it says, why don't you try there?
So you went out there?
I went out there. I was offered a job after an interview process.
Can I ask you what you were doing?
So I was teaching at a school, music teaching at the international school for the academic year.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I thought, why not?
Your dad's a bright spark.
Very
he
much
must
so,
be.
Both my mum and my dad.
Yeah, because that's a really interesting thing to do.
Yeah, really interesting.
You were not going to find work here.
No. And I didn't want to, maybe have some private teaching and do a little bit of practice at home.
I wanted
to, that would have developed my skills in a small amount, but to develop it more.
Yes, of course.
And I actually ended up working with the UAE's first Emirati rock band, Bafuri, when I was out there. So they invited me to collaborate with them for their third album, Echoes and Eternity. So that's all on Spotify. And that's where I met my bandmate now, Andy Brooks.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You're smiling when you mention Andy's name. Is there a little spark I need to know about?
This musical spark.
Just music.
It's just music. Musical spark, yeah.
Andy Brooks and you together, Be Mine.
Yes, Be Mine was our first single that we released in June.
Yes.
And we have our next single, Game of Love, coming out on October 21st. So it's kind of like jazz funk. So I have my dual love of classical and
good
jazz
for you,
funk music.
Marrying the two. I love
yes.
it. This is Be Mine. Have a listen to this first.
Thank you.
beautiful. Is that, it's only online thing, is it? Or is it available as a CD? Does it exist
it's
as a thing?
It's available everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, yeah. Amazon Music.
But not as a disc?
Not at a disc at the moment.
Right.
Maybe down the line.
I can hear the influence of where you've been for the last while.
Yeah, some people have said
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I can hear it in the background there. It's kind of, influence. It's that's yeah. Yeah, the Arab influence. It's amazing. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Be mine. That came out in summertime.
It did, yes, back in June 2021.
And we better stress, Andy sorry. Brooks is happily married with a wife and children?
Yes, yes.
Just because I was asking the question that most people would be kind of going, well, are they an item? I had to ask the question. I had to ask. I don't know, Andy. Anyway, you can play this for him and his wife and children. They'll be thrilled. You've brought the flute. This is beautiful. Before we get into anything else, can I ask a question? Is that heavily insured, that instrument?
Oh, heavily insured, yes. Yes, and it has to be glued to me nearly all the time.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's stunning, isn't it?
Is it new?
Brand new. I won the head joint. Well, first of all, the head joint I won at Sir James Galway's Flute Festival. I was awarded it in Switzerland in 2017 along with the Rising Star Award. So I've had the head joint since 2017,
yeah.
And I got it fitted to my old student flute, right. So I could play on it, because yeah. With the Nagahara bore of the flute, it's thinner than a lot of other flutes, so I had to get it slightly expanded.
And that's American?
US and Japanese. He's from Japan originally.
Okay.
And then in November last year, I went to Kenichi Nagahara's workshop in Boston to get the head joint refitted to the body, because it's all, yeah, Nagahara flute, 14 karat with silver keys. And
it's 14 karat gold?
Right, so yes, it is.
You're joking.
It's beautiful,
me.
Yeah.
Is that the same value as a small house? Could you buy a house in Leitrim for that now?
Leitrim, I wouldn't say Ireland, but maybe in the south of France, perhaps.
You're joking me. Don't just let her out. Are you serious? So it's yeah. mega expensive. My
yeah,
God.
It's very expensive.
I hope you have somebody to bodyguard with you.
I'd need a bodyguard.
Yeah, absolutely. That's magnificent. It's a beautiful. We have to. Can we take a picture of it?
Just absolutely.
It's a beautiful looking instrument. Can you give us just a couple of toots?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't ask you to play early in the morning. Just, I've been taken out. I'm in the desert now, in the UAE, and I'm just wandering in the desert. It's a beautiful sound.
It's beautiful. It's so mellow.
Oh, gee.
And it's like literally my dream flute I've been building up to for years.
I'd say that.
But it was thanks to the Irish Freemasons Young Musician of the Year in 2018, because, well, the support I got from them from winning the competition, not just performance-wise, but also yeah. financially, because it helped me to put funding towards buying the flute.
Yeah.
So without, you know, their support, it wouldn't have been
that's
possible
quite something.
As well.
James Galway must be some influence, is he?
He was a huge influence
oh,
in my
yeah.
life, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Did you read his book?
I did, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
What's it called, The Golden Flute?
Yes, that
yeah.
one, yes.
It's a great book. We had him he was here with us and stuff when the book came out and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a gorgeous man.
Yeah.
I'm very taken with him. I'm blown away by this. I have seen instruments before, and people come in here and play their instruments. It's always lovely. It's so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, it's kind of
so
delicate and
yeah.
all the rest of it. Look, we better mention the Irish Freemasons Young Musician of the Year, which is it's from tomorrow week?
Yeah, so the 6th to the 8th of October.
Yeah. Yeah. And your link with that?
My link with that is that I won the Irish Freemasons Young Musician
yes,
of the Year
did.
In 2018. So, yeah, they've been a huge support. And
it is very important, the Irish Freemasons Young Musician of the Year, isn't it?
Oh, hugely important
like,
in every classical musician's life in Ireland, really, because the competition
yeah.
is recognised internationally. It provides so many opportunities, performance-wise and also financially as well, to, you know, have a good trajectory then in our careers.
But the point is that what it's doing is opening doors. It's mm-hmm. its job is to say, here's a platform,
yeah.
and if you're good enough, or perceived to be by the judges good enough, yeah. then away you go.
Yeah.
But it also means that even if you don't make the top grade, you're still going to be heard. Mm-hmm. So you've still got a platform.
Yeah.
And presumably access to various people that you'll be able to talk to and talk about a potential career.
Yeah, absolutely. I also did a performance with the RT National Symphony Orchestra as well the following summer.
Yeah.
After I won playing Cecile Chaminade's concertino on the main stage in the NCH. So that was amazing.
Isn't that fantastic?
As well as other performance opportunities
sure,
as well.
Sure. And now what? Now what's the plan now? What does Amy Gillan now decide she's going to do?
Well, I want to continue. I do a lot of teaching as well,
sure.
But I have a huge interest in both classical and jazz music. I would love to get into more film music and hopefully record for tracks.
But you see, that's a great future because mm-hmm. you can do it. I'm currently reading Bill Whelan's book at
oh,
the moment,
right.
the great Bill Whelan,
yeah.
who has an autobiography coming out in a few weeks. And if you think about somebody like Bill Whelan, right, and we all know Riverdance.
Yes.
But we also need to know, you did a thing called Time Dance years ago, worked with Planxty, remember Planxty, worked with so many people over the years. And but he had a band with a number of other people, kind of a jazzy band called Stack, and they played kind of jazz funky music.
Unreal.
So you see, you can have all those influences together.
Absolutely.
And why not?
Yeah, why not?
Do you know?
Not?
Like,
yeah.
you could be part of an orchestra, or you could be a soloist that mm-hmm. does James Galway business. You don't. I'll move into all those different directions.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you'd be
why
versatile.
Not do them all?
Absolutely.
I hate this idea that people, oh, it's only one type of music. No, it's not.
Yeah, because we're musicians, so we might as well be all.
Yeah, but it
as
also
well.
Means it also means that you're opening doors for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Why would you sit back and just say, oh, well, I'm just going to be?
Exactly.
Should that be ridiculous?
It
you
would
know.
Be, yeah. Yeah, it gives you more opportunities.
And may I say, you're turned out like a girl that's doing a gig. You're beautifully turned out this morning. I can
but
say
I was seeing you this morning, oh, Martin, coming to our tea.
I put on the suit and everything. Are you going to be involved with the Irish Masons? No, you're not going to be there, are you?
Unfortunately, I have a prior commitment this
right.
year in London, so I won't
right.
be able to make this year's competition, but my brother's going instead with his friend to represent me.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I'll be listening and looking forward to hearing how it
surely.
All goes.
Surely, yeah, because that's important. By the way, it's from the 6th until... the 6th is the semi-final, and
yes.
the final's on the 8th, so it's only for a few days, mm. and it's in Molesworth Street. And people can look it up. I think it's literally the Irish Masons Young Musician of the Year.com. I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
Yeah, or they can get tickets at the Freemasons on Molesworth Street.
Exactly,
well,
on Molesworth Street.
So, yeah.
Pass it off, and I always think the amount of wonderful music that wafts in and out of that place, you know. Now, listen, we played Game of Love. You have, we played Be Mine. Mm-hmm. Game of Love is the next one?
Yeah, so that's our next single, That the Pearls on Velvet, that's my band name, with Andy Brooks.
Yeah.
It's coming out on October 21st, so it's, really cool, another jazz funk kind of number.
And is this going to become an album, presumably it is.
Well, hopefully, yeah, we're building up our songs. We're hoping to have about maybe 6 or 7 over
yeah.
the next while, so then we can maybe start doing some more gigs as well.
Where's Andy based, by the
so
way?
Andy's based in Lancaster in the UK,
right.
but we met out in Abu Dhabi.
In Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
As the fellow said, he's handy enough in terms of getting a recording session together.
Yeah, so
that.
I popped up to his in Lancaster back in July.
Right.
So we got some more stuff recorded because he's got a little recording studio there, and it's just easier to do it. Like, we tried doing online, and you know, latency. We found this software, but it was still, the latency was so bad. So
yeah.
you can't really do things live.
That's
so
true.
It's nicer, you know. I work well, and he works well when we kind of bounce ideas off each other in person.
Yeah, and it's one to one, and
yeah.
you just feel more in kind of.
Oh,
in,
absolutely.
More inclusive, if you will,
yeah,
which is much
yeah.
better. I look forward to seeing you in concert. That'll be the next one. But when are you going to do a concert first? Well, that'll be.
Hopefully, if somebody's looking for yeah, if they're looking for concert.
We know people.
Yeah, well, if we could get that going, then
wouldn't
maybe.
That be lovely? But you see, I also I look back at some of the things you did, like the Flute Festival in Switzerland mm-hmm. we talked about. But there's also the RT Lyric FM Bursary,
yes.
which was also part of you.
Yes.
So in the Fesh Kills and all that crack. So like it's rising and rising and
yeah,
rising for
it's
you.
It's incrementally building anyway.
Isn't it terrific?
It's really terrific,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's just exciting to see what's going to happen next. And I will be recording in Windmill Lane Studio
yeah.
at the end of October. So I'm hoping to do more flute and piano recordings so then I can send them out to people so you know,
well,
they can play it and listen
here,
to it. And yeah, you can be waiting.
You have to pay for that flute somehow. So it's
well, I'm also a Nagahara ambassador as well.
Oh,
so,
are you? Oh, that's
yeah,
handy.
Yeah, so yeah, I can advise anybody if they're looking to buy a flute
to buy,
and
right.
or Yeah, any questions that they have about it.
It's just fabulous. It's anyway, people they're worried about paying their bills at the moment. They'll get to the flute later. Listen, you're a dote. Just a reminder again, the Irish Freemasons, Young Musician of the Year, 6th to the 8th at our Freemasons Hall in Molesworth Street. Give them a shout if you'd like to go ahead and hear fine musicians on their way, just like you were, which is
absolutely
terrific. Amy, I'm loving the sound. I hope this is going to be an album. Because I'm really taken with it. Anyway, this is Game of Love.
This is Game of Love.
Amy, you're brilliant.
Thanks a million, Marty.
Mention the happily married Andy Brooks as well. Singing as well, Amy Gill.
It is indeed, yes.
You have a lovely voice as well.
Thank you.
That's very good, isn't it?
Flute and vocals, very similar.
But not at the same time. Don't try this at home. Stay a minute. Say, I want to talk to you about something. Hang on.
Book your next getaway at the newly refurbished Killeshea Hotel, located just outside Naas in County Kildare. Enjoy the changing seasons in our beautiful gardens before getting cosy with a delicious afternoon tea or evening meal. Pamper yourself at our award-winning spa and enjoy a dip in the hydrotherapy pool. Or enjoy some retail therapy at Kildare Village. Killeshea Hotel, the truly special touch. Now part of FPD Hotels and Resorts. Discover more at killesheahotel.com.
There is a platform that guarantees your ad spend is 100% bot-free. That reaches customers, not computers. Where every spot is served. Not a blind spot seen only by servers. And stops you getting false impressions from false impressions. Welcome to radio. Advertising that never falls on deaf ears. Visit radiocentreireland.ie to see what radio can do for your product or brand.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM. Where life sounds better.
That was Game of Love there, Amy Gillan and Andy Brooks, which is the second track that they have for us this morning. Our winner? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That was the answer to our music speaking this morning. And a bit of a red sky this morning. Shepherds must be squirmy. That's true. Anyway, that's Aisling O'Flynn in Limerick. Amy, I just want to say, people are tweeting and stuff about goosebumps when I listen to you playing the flute.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. Now, listen, we're nearly done, but now that you're here, you want to give us another toot on the old flute, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, it doesn't have to be whatever you think. I don't want it to stop. Name that tune.
Tune,
oh, I love that tune. That is so gorgeous. We were playing Misha Era this morning earlier on.
And it there
was
you
just
go.
Hit me. But even just to hear it like that, it's so delicate. How you play it, just so warm and stuff. But you have an interest in radio as well, don't you?
I have a huge interest in radio as well, and getting more involved at some point in music shows.
But you're probably steeped in it in terms of music. You're steeped in the whole area of music and the playing, and now you're singing, and you've got a jazz thing going on, and you also have obviously the classical things. You've all that going on at the one time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've great experience in a lot of different aspects. So I'd love to kind of explore that more and just relay my passion everyone.
No, it feels like you're doing an audition now. So tell me now, what are your ambitions? What sort of salary are you talking about? I kind of feel we're going down another road here. And I just wanted to have a chat. No, it's fantastic. I think you should. But you go with your... I'm a great believer. Go with your passion.
Absolutely.
You know, you go with your passion, you hope it's the right thing. If it's not, and you have some sense of what you've achieved so far, hopefully you'll be able to turn left or right and move on to something else.
Yeah.
But never to be afraid to just kind of go with it and see.
Absolutely.
Know? It really is. Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, enjoy all your bits.
We've loved
the two songs, the two songs that you gave us, and come back and see us sometime.
I would love that. Thanks a million, Marty.
My great pleasure. And just a reminder, the Irish Freemasons Young Musician of the Year from the 6th to the 8th at the Freemasons Hall on Moses Street in Dublin. That's us. God bless you. Until the morning.